The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And we're doing something a little different with the show. I'm using an app called PodFriend, which spits out a random podcast. So I don't even know what their website is. All I know is that it's called the Hockey Podcast Network. Their description is the only hockey podcast hub producing new content every day on all podcast platforms. The Hockey Podcast Network, every team, everywhere. Their social media, Hockey PodNet website. Or they have their website in their description, thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. And it goes a little something like this.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
McGregor versus Poirier 3 is all set for UFC 264, and DraftKings Sportsbook is the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a knockout offer for this weekend's fight. DraftKings is offering 264-1 odds on a knockout in the first round during Saturday's main event. If the rubber match ends in a first-round knockout, you walk away with cash. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win by the first-round knockout, and DraftKings Sportsbook...
Hey, I'm confused because I thought this was about hockey and he's talking UFC.
We'll give you 264-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet a dollar on McGregor or Poirier to win. And a first round knockout, you win $264. $264. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't worry if MMA isn't for you. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook.
Okay, and as soon as this is over, I want him to tell me what they're talking about on the show today.
App now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to turn $1 into $264 when you bet on a main event fighter to win by a first round knockout. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code THPN to turn $1 into $264. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-NIT.
Okay, and now some hockey talk. Music for the sake of nothing, yeah. More music for the sake of nothing, just to waste your time. I'm gonna waste your time, cause I already wasted 2 minutes telling you about a sport that's not the sport about the show. It's just a lot of bad organ music. I wanna roller skate so bad. I don't know how to sing over a song.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 60, season 2 of Red Wings Rant, brought to you by Brothers of Discussion and the Hockey Podcast Network, where tirades and impassioned pleas for your Detroit Red Wings finally have a home. Today, we're sitting in the plea section again. That's right, some more impassioned pleas. And today, we're going to be talking about a couple of defensive prospects in the 2021 NHL Draft, Brant Clark and Luke Hughes. Maybe in the title, I have that flipped around. Anywhoozles, what we're talking right now is probably about two guys.
Okay, your audio is about a 7.5. It's acceptable. It's okay. You just sound like you're a little far away from the microphone. As a first impression, that was a long ad. I can't really talk. I have an ad on my other podcast, and I realize that under contract, I think I'm supposed to do 60 seconds, and I did about 2.5 minutes. It's hard to do a 60-second ad. And I get that sports people might like that. DraftKings was a little fast, I thought, when you were reading that. So which one is it, Dave? He read too fast or it was too long. I get it. But for me, number one, I'm not your target audience. I live in Akron, Ohio. We don't have a hockey team. If we do, it's like minor level. And so I'm not a hockey person. And I don't know why people feel sports people have to talk. Hey, we're going to talk a little Cavaliers this week. Wham, with the right hand. Why are sports people always yelling at the audience? I don't know why. Holy cow, I'm excited. Can you tell I'm excited? Because I'm a sports guy. Don't know. Now, on the other hand, I go, welcome to the podcast. No, I don't. I just go, welcome to. I mean, I expect a little energy, but my question is, how are you going to talk like this for 20 minutes? Oh, my God. Did you see what he did? It's a that's my whole thing. When I meet somebody in public, do I have to talk like this now? I don't know. It's kind of weird. So for me, not my cup of tea. And I'm not going to bother. Although we do know that he's at the Hockey Podcast Network because he put it in his description. If you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, super simple, podcastrodeoshow.com. Go to there, click on the Get Reviewed, and you will have your show right here in front of my ears, but also the ears of those that listen to this podcast. If you like this show but don't need a review, do consider going to podcastrodeoshow.com/support and throw me a bone, or since we're talking horses, I guess a carrot, or you can buy me a coffee, all sorts of fun things over at podcastrodeoshow.com/support. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Thank you for joining me on my mission to rid the world of boring podcasts. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.